koil shein shel hegdish yesh bal izroye shelois chinoisam v'chazok uliyatzmon. So it's like this. The Tanakam is sovar that kinu rabbonon lemeisiv layarba zuzid. The Tanakam holds rabbonon made a takon here that you have to pay this watchman for zuz. Ki hechod lishamiya balis royis v'lifresh minayu. That the strong people, the violent people, they should hear that this belongs to Hegdish. That this is a shomer being paid by Hegdish. So therefore, by Hegdish's property, these violent people stay away. But if we don't pay him money, then we have to be afraid that people, the Balas Royas, will think it's private property, and they'll come to just grab it away from him. And then there won't be any wheat or barley to make the shtei lechem or the oimer. For Rabbi Yossi holds, loitkin and other rabbanon didn't make this takana. In other words, they're not afraid of Balas Royas. If somebody on his own wants to come and watch it for us, very good. If so, umat oimer. What do the chum mean to say back to Rabbi Yossi? Hochi karmulei. Midvorech, according to your words, that you're allowed to have a shemichinim here, lidvoreinu, according to us, that we are afraid of a Balas Royas, ein boy mishel tzibur, is not going to be coming mishel tzibur. V'chein, the same thing, kiyosi rov, and Rav Yechanan, choshishin la Balas Royas ike benayu. The machlekes here is, are we afraid of these violent people or not? So Rashi explains that what the Chum hold back to Rav Yossi is, we hold this at the con here, that we have to pay him for zuz. Now, according to you, that the shomer could be meichel, and say, I'll do it for free, so we have to be afraid, since he's being meichel on the money, maybe he really means to keep it for himself, and therefore he won't give it over, b'lev shalom-like, therefore it's not going to be called coming, Michel Tzibur. But I'll call upon him back to our Mishnah, about any time a regular worker works for you, and you made up to pay him money, you have to pay him money. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamoitzi zevel u'rishus rabim." If somebody takes out his zevel, his manure, for the waste from his animals, so u'rishus rabim, so hamoitzi, whoever brings it out, has the right to bring it out. But the mazavel, the one you give it to take it, he has to take it away right away. In other words, you're not allowed to leave it in the u'rishus rabim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein shirin tit u'rishus rabim." The can't let soak the tit or the cement in the u'rishus rabim. That takes a long time. The ein loivnim levonim, and you can't like make a bricks in the rishus rabim, because that also takes a long time. Avo goivlin tit rishus rabim, they just want to knead the mortar in the rishus rabim. That's okay, just to knead it is all right. That doesn't take long. You can do it 1, 2, 3. Avo loy levonim, but not for the bricks, because that takes too long. Now haboyne rishus rabim, if somebody builds something in the rishus rabim, so ha maybe avonim, whoever brings the stone. So again, so ha-mevi yavonim, maybe whoever brings the stone brings them, for ya-boina-boina, and it has to be built, you have to use it up right away. Again, our Mishnah is saying that you're not allowed to leave these things in the Rishus Rabim. V'yim hezik, let's say while it's in the Rishus Rabim, somebody gets damaged, mishalim mash hezik, you have to pay for the damage you did. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, af misakinu es malachtoi lifnei shloishim yoim. Guru, he's arguing, he says, no, you're allowed to fix up, do what you want in the Rishus Rabim, even for 30 days. You're allowed to prepare your material even 30 days in the Rishus Rabim. So Mar says, Lema, let's say, Mas Nisan like Reb Yehuda, the Chur HaMishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. The time you will learn, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Vishas Soitsoas Volum, at the time when people take out their Zevel to Rishus Rabim, the manure is Odom Moitzis Volum Rishus Rabim, Vitsoivroi Kol Shloishim Yoim. For 30 days you're allowed to like gather it together. You're allowed to take it out in Rishus Rabim and heap it up for 30 days. In order that it should be like trotted upon by the foot of the man and of the beast, the behemoth. Why? Shamanas Kane Hinchu Yeshua Yisrael Esoritz. On this condition, Yeshua gave over Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So you see, it's a heter bezdin over here to leave out the zebel for 30 days. So now Mishnah says you only have a right to do it and take it out right away. So Mar says no. Even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, I tell you, might the Rabbi Yehuda view degrees. Shim hezek chayiv l'shalem, that if the manure you brought out does damage, that you chayiv. He only says you have a right to bring it out. They have a right to bring it out, but you have to watch it. If you don't watch it, you chayiv. For the Gemara Nov Yotzanan, we learned the Moedi Rabbi Yehuda view degrees b'ner Chanukah shu poter. If you take out a ner Chanukah on Chanukah and somebody burns themselves or something burns, you poter. Why? Because you have permission to bring out this the ner. So my lab doesn't mean to say Rishus to Bezdin. You have Rishus of Bezdin. So you see, anytime Bezdin gives you permission, it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Loi, Rishus the Mitzvah. We're talking about over here, a Rishus of a Mitzvah. Ner Chanukah here, it's a Mitzvah to put it outside. Therefore, you potter. But over here in our Mishnah, there's no Mitzvah to take out the Zevul, just so you have a right. So therefore, you would be Chayiv if damage happens to it. So Gemara says, no, but Tanya, still we learned. Koleilu Shomru, Mutaron Lekalka Rishus Rabim. All these cases that we learned, you're allowed to take things out. Even though it's damaging the Shusarabim, Im Hezik Chayiv L'Shalim. If it does damage, you're Chayiv to pay. However, it says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Poite. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even though the person damages himself, still you're Potter. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you have to take it out, and you have to bring it out and take it away right away. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, you keep it there for 30 days, and still you're Potter. Somewhere says, true, Elamachvarta, Masnisant like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to come back to say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaya, Reb Yehuda, for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rabbi Shimon, Kula Svirli, all these three hold, that Komokam Shinos Nulachachomim, Rishus, anytime the Chom have give you permission to take something out or to do something, Rishus Rabbim, for he has Zeikoi Potter, and if it does damage, you're Potter. Since you have a Rishus, permission from Bezdin, you're Potter. So Reb Yehuda Hodi Amorin, Reb Yehuda, we just said, he owes anytime you have Rishus to Bezdin to bring these things out, and it does damage your potter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanan, says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Leimer, Af Mesakin Uis Malach, you let it prepare the work you need for building, Lefnei Shleshim Yoim, like 30 days, you have time to prepare yourself. Mashma that, if anything happens, then your potter. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, Hoyama Midoi Bialiyo, is there a Mishnah in Baba Basra, if you want to put a tanner, a big stove in your apartment, so you mamida mali, if you want to put it upstairs, sorrow shiye tachtov maziva shloshet tvachim. You have to have underneath you a thick roof or floor that's 3 tvachim wide. Or the kira, if you only want to put a kira, it's not so big like a tanner, it's a small oven, small stove, tefach, then the maziva, the floor has to be at least a tefach thick. V'im hezik, let's say it does damage, let's say the heat or the fire did damage, mishalim hashezik, you have to pay for the damage you did. However, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Loy Omrul Kolash Yurim Halolu, all these shurim about how thick the ceiling or the floor has to be in order to put your stove or your tanner there, is Ela Shim Hezik Potem L'Shalim. All these shurim wanted to tell us that if you do damage, you're potter from paying. So again, you see this throw, the current team, if you have permission to do this, then you're even potter from paying. Tana Rabbanu, go to the price like this. Ha'chotzov Shemosor Lissasus. That's when you're building and you need the bricks or the stones. Sachosev, that's the one that chiseled the stones out. Brought it now to the man that's going to smooth them out. So Hasos is Chayiv. If something happens with it right now, he's responsible for any damage that happens because of it. What's going to be now? Hasos is Shemos Lechamor. The one that smoothed out the stones now gave it over to the one, to the Chamor, that has to take it on the donkey, carry it someplace to transport it. So Hachamor Chayiv. He's chayiv for it. He has responsibility on it now. When it's by him, he's responsible for any damage these bricks do. Hachamor shemos lekatif. Once the person that carried on his donkey now gives it over to the people that carried it on the shoulders, is hakatif chayiv. They are responsible now. Hakatif shemos lebanoi. Once the people that carried it on the shoulders give it over to the builders, now the builders are responsible for it. Habanoi chayiv. Habanoi shemos leadrichel. If the builder gives it over to the supervisor there, the man really in charge, so chayiv, he's chayiv. V'meniach even al hadimus. Once he puts down the stone on top of the dimus, like he puts a stone down on its right row, like he made the row of bricks already, v'zeik, and then something happened to it, kulum chayiv l'shalim. All of them are chayiv to pay. Because like then they're all responsible for them. It's a proof that the old did not do a good job. For the Gemara of Otanya, we learned Achron Chayiv, no, only the last one is Chayiv. The Kula Pturim, all the ones before are Potter. When they finish their job, they're Potter. So tell you like Kasha, Kan Bischiris Kamba Kablonis. One's Bischiris, you hired for the day. Then only the last one is Chayiv. All the other ones before finish their job, they're Potter. But Kan Bekablonis, when they accepted upon themselves the job, not just to work for a day. So therefore, they're all Achroi, they're all responsible to see that this building, this wall stays up. And if it falls down, then they're all responsible for it. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Ginos, if you have 2 gardens, Zu Agav Zu, one on top of another. In other words, the levels of ground is different. There's a higher level, then it goes straight down, then the bottom level now goes straight out. There's vegetables now growing in between, like the height above the bottom garden on that like fall, that's where there's something growing out. So it's a question now, who owns it? The one on top or the one on bottom? Rabbi Meir, it belongs to the one owning the top garden. Rabbi Yudu, it belongs to the one owning the bottom garden. So they explain like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, im yirtzu elyon likach es aforoi, ein kan yerek. Listen, the top one, if he wants to take away, dig away all his ground, to level off his ground to the bottom, the same level the bottom one is, so there won't be any yerek. If you take away that height, there's no more yerek. The yerek is in between on the fall. So there won't be any fall, there won't be any yerek. Omer Rabbi Yitzhatasor, I should belong to the top one. Listen, if the bottom one wants to fill up his yerek, then there also won't be any fall there. So also